Across China.
Across China.
聪明的学习方式。
This is the BBC.
Hello and welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Lily.
大家好，我是 Carol。对于大学生和那些即将跨入大学校园的朋友们来说，了解英国大学生的校园生活，可能也会给你带来有益的启示。
Today, we are going to look at one important aspect of university life, student finance.
在今天的节目中，我们将向你介绍英国的大学生家长们究竟能给正在上大学的孩子们多大的财政支持，以及英国大学生是如何学习理财的。
Going to university is a big step in life. For a lot of youngsters, it will be the first time they will have to manage their own budget.
Manage their own budget, 理财。
From last year, the tuition fee was increased to £3,000 a year.
不仅如此，大学生们如果想住在学校宿舍，那么他们每年还需要缴纳3000英镑的住宿费。
And other living expenses are on average £3,000 a year.
也就是说，大学生们平均每年需要支付大约9000英镑的费用，折合成人民币要高达135000元。
So how are students managing their budget, and how much support should parents give if they can afford it?
要想找到答案，还是让我们来听听几位英国大学生是怎么说的。
You don't really like sponging off of parents. That's why I've got a job as well to help me through it. It's hard enough for my mum to get enough money for her and my sister before I start asking for money for myself. So there's just no chance I have to go buy it myself. As soon as I'm in Manchester living here, that's it.
It's my degree, so therefore my finances are my responsibility. And because they've already helped me out with accommodation, anything that I live on...I take care of.
I got a student loan, which was just over £3,000, but also I get some money from my parents as well. They are happy to help out because it's towards an education, as long as we're not just wasting it all and drinking it all away.
I am in the third year. I went to the end of my overdraft a couple of times, and I'm lucky to have middle-class parents who can help me out, really. Mostly my finances have been poor because of summer, so if I just lived as a normal student and then worked during the summer, it wouldn't be so bad, but I go on big holidays and things. This year I wentto the Philippines and then came back overland from Singapore, Trans-Siberian and stuff like that, which is a wicked experience but eats into your finances obviously. But it's better than doing nothing all summer, I think.、Yeah.
Well, these students have quite different views depending on their family circumstances.
看来大学生们手头是否宽裕在很大程度上取决于各自的家庭经济状况。也就是说，有些大学生能够得到家人的资助，而有些就只能靠自己了。
The first one said he doesn't like sponging off his parents.
Sponging off his parents, 向父母伸手要钱。
He don't really like sponging off of parents. That's why I've got a job as well to help me through it. It's hard enough for my mum to get enough money for her and my sister before I start asking for money for myself, so there's just no chance I have to go buy it myself. As soon as I'm in Manchester living here, that's it.
The student in the second clip feels that getting a degree is for her benefit, so her finances are her responsibility.
这名学生认为读书是为了自己，所以读书所需要的开销也应该靠自己来解决。
It's my degree, so therefore my finances are my responsibility. And because they've already helped me out with accommodation, anything that I live on, I take care of.
The third year student is perhaps in the best situation with middle class parents.
Middle class parents, 这个词儿的意思就是说父母属于中产阶级，收入还不错。
He went to the end of his overdraft a couple of times because he went on big holidays.
Overdraft, 透支。
He said that traveling around the world is a wicked experience but cost £4,000.Not everyone can afford that.
No, a wicked experience, 潇洒的经历。也就是说，环游世界固然潇洒，但旅游所花的费用着实让人吃不消。让我们再听一遍。
I am in the third year. I went to the end of my overdraft a couple of times, and I'm lucky to have middle-class parents who can help me out, really. Mostly my finances have been poor because of summer, so if I just lived as a normal student and then worked during the summer, it wouldn't be so bad.But I go on big holidays and things. This year I went to the Philippines and then came back overland from Singapore, Trans-Siberian and stuff like that, which is a wicked experience, but eats into your finances, obviously. But it's better than doing nothing all summer, I think. Yeah.
Across China.
Across China.
聪明的学习方式。
This is the BBC.
We have just heard some students talking about their budget, but we will also hear from a parent sharing her views on supporting her children through university.
这位母亲叫 Camille Stewart, 她一共有三个孩子。Camille 说，每年£9,000的开销，如果完全让学生自己来担负，实在是太多了。
It's like putting your children through private school, and you cannot expect them to do it without help. So the arrangement that we came to was that, first of all, we paid the fees for them. Secondly, we paid their hall fees. And thirdly, we gave them an allowance.
In her case, Camille and her husband provided full support for their three children. They came to this arrangement.
首先，家长愿意支付孩子们的学费。
Tuition fees.
其次，家长还帮助孩子们缴纳了住宿费
，fees for accommodation。
不仅如此，含辛茹苦的家长们还给孩子们提供一部分零花钱
，allowance。Let's listen to this clip again.
It's like putting your children through private school, and you cannot expect them to do it without help. So the arrangement that we came to was that first of all we paid the fees for them, secondly we paid their hall fees, and thirdly we gave them an allowance.
尽管 Camille 女士的每个孩子在上大学期间得到的钱一样多，但结果却大不相同。这其中究竟是什么原因呢？我们还是来听听 Camille 是怎么说的吧。
Well, the first one did excellently, but then she was is a very determined person. And when she decides she's going to do something, she does it. And she decided, first of all, she was going to get a first, which she did. And secondly, she was not going to have any debts. She put the money in a high interest account. And when she came out, she took the money and travelled around the world. And she came out with no debts at all. But she did live on Marmite sandwiches almost for 3 years. The second one didn't fare quite so well, mainly because I think he's quite a generous-spirited soul, and he liked to be the life and soul of the party. And being the life and soul of the party actually involves spending money and being full of bonhomie and going out and enjoying it. So he actually dropped out after a year, which I was eternally grateful for. But he did still manage to spend an awful lot of money in that time.
What a contrast! One came out of university without debt, and one dropped out. But there is some good vocabulary here.
首先，让我们来听听他在形容自己的女儿时用了哪些词汇。
High interest account.
利息高的银行账户。
Came out without debts.
没有任何债务。
Live on.
依靠什么过活。
Marmite sandwiches.
一种牌子叫做 Marmite 的素食三明治。
Now, let's look at the words Camille used to describe her son. He didn't fare so well.
他的理财能力可不怎么样。
A generous-spirited soul.
一个慷慨大方的人。
The life and soul of the party.
社交聚会中的中心人物。
Full of bonhomie.
热情，善于交往的。
Drop out.
辍学。
It is not uncommon to hear some freshers drop out after the first year.
Freshers, 大学一年级学生，也就是说，从上大学的第一天起就要学会理财，对于顺利完成学业是非常重要的。
That's exactly what a sensible student should do.
三年前大学毕业的 Chris Tapp 就是因为不善理财而欠了一屁股债。接下来就让我们来听听过来人的 Chris 提出了哪些好的建议。
It's really important that students do that, that they know what their parents are going to be able to contribute, if their parents are going to pay for accommodation or something like that, that they know that. Even working through a budget with their parents can be extremely useful. It's also important that students think through how they are going to fund their time at university. So if they are going to get a job, it's great to be able to do that quickly so that they can get settled into doing that and work that around their schedule as much as possible. It's also important to make sure they understand different types of credit. So...When they open their student bank account, you know, normally there'll be an interest-free overdraft and these kind of facilities. And it's important students understand that.
Chris has some very good advice there. First of all, students need to know how much their parents are going to contribute and work out a budget.
作为一名大学生，你先要弄清楚自己的父母究竟能在多大程度上帮助自己，然后给自己制定一个预算。
Secondly, they should think through how they are going to fund their time at the university. To fund.
资助。 不少学生为了资助自己的学业都会利用课余时间打工。
Yes, once they decided to take on a part-time job, they can work that around their schedule as much as possible.
一旦做好了打工的准备，绝大多数学生都能安排好时间，做到打工学习两不误。
Finally, they should understand different types of credit and different kinds of facilities.
Different types of credit and different kinds of facilities. 银行户头的不同类型以及各类资助和优惠。
For example, when you open your student bank account, you know there is usually an interest-free overdraft and other offers.
Interest-free overdraft, 无利息透支。在了解了关键词汇以后，让我们再来听一遍 Chris 的建议。
It's really important that students do that, that they know what their parents are going to be able to contribute, if their parents are going to pay for accommodation or something like that, that they know that. Even working through a budget with their parents can be extremely useful. It's also important that students think through how they are going to fund their time at university. So if they are going to get a job, it's great to be able to do that.Quickly so that they can get settled into doing that and work that around their schedule as much as possible. It's also important to make sure they understand different types of credit. So when they open their student bank account, you know, normally there'll be an interest-free overdraft and these kind of facilities. And it's important students understand that.
It has been almost 10 years since the tuition fees were introduced.
在过去的十年中，英国大学学费从起初的£1,000上涨到现在的£3,000。面对越来越重的经济压力，对于大学生来说，理财已经成为了一种必须的技能。
That's right. If you are good with your finances, you can enjoy your university life much more like this young woman.
I'm shockingly good at my finances. I create a budget plan and I did last year. I stayed over the summer and worked in Manchester, paid my rent and didn't take any money off my parents, which I think they were quite impressed with.
She said she's shockingly good at her finances. 她是理财超级能手 shockingly good.
She created a budget plan.先制定了一份开支预算。
She stayed over the summer and worked in Manchester. 她利用夏季留在曼城打工。
She paid her rent and didn't take any money off her parents. 她不仅自己支付房租，而且还没有向父母要一分钱。
I'm shockingly good at my finances. I create a budget plan and I did last year. I stayed over the summer and worked in Manchester, paid my rent and didn't take any money off my parents, which I think they were quite impressed with.
Naturally, her parents were impressed. I'm impressed too.
真是很了不起呢。不知观众朋友你们听了以后有何感受啊？是不是也想成为一名超级理财高手呢？如果你想参与我们的节目，或者想了解英国生活的方方面面，都可以给我们发送电子邮件。我们邮箱的地址是 chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
Hope you have enjoyed our program and see you next time.
Bye!
You're listening to BBC Learning English.